Please.
Hey, if you're listening, fuck you.
We're three young white dudes talking about what's in the news. Sports, science, film reviews, but really mostly dicks and boobs. Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 50.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 50.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 50.
You sort of tailed off there at the end there.
I'll do my best impression of what I think like a radio DJ announcer would sound like doing his thing. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 51. Follow us on Twitter at @normally_norm. Check us out on Facebook at @normallynormal. Give us a like, give us a comment, give us a share. Go ahead and check out our website, www.normallynormal.com. There's no laughing during this, idiots.
Sorry.
This is real.
Sorry, it's real.
And finally, email us any questions, comments, complaints at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com.
That was awesome.
Well, no. Josh, now your turn to do your best radio DJ.
What do you mean no? I was just complimenting you.
Well, thank you.
No compliments here.
I appreciate that. Your hair looks great today. By the way, hey, I'm one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. Welcome to episode 51.
Big 5-1.
Big 5-1. Things are happening. You can follow me on Twitter at Kovalik317. You can follow me at my house at 1701 Talmadge Street.
We didn't say apartment number, so go to all of them.
Yeah,
knock on every door until you find us.
Go to all of them. We have an opening in our apartment, so if you're interested,
I'm interested.
Hit me up. I'm also interested in you. So,
you mean romantically?
Ladies and gentlemen, since he's talking already, welcome back to Brian.
Welcome back to Brian.
Welcome back to Brian.
You know what? When we hit 52, we're changing the name of this podcast to Welcome Back to Brian.
To Welcome Back to Brian.
Yep.
Is there a new theme then?
Yeah, it's hey, it's me, Brian.
Yeah. Like welcome back to me.
It's been a while. Every like couple weeks.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Since all right, Brian. I've been to Brian.
Your turn. Your turn to do your best like intro.
Hola, buenos dias. Bienvenidos a la podcast. Probably sounds awful.
I'm not saving you from this. Yeah. go for it.
Yo soy Brian, I think. Yo soy Brian.
You definitely know you're serious when you say I think.
Mucho gusto, listeners. You can find us. Yeah, that's all the Spanish I know. And also, my name's Brian Colbert Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast. This is episode 51. We are very close to a year.
Where can we find you,
Brian? You can find... I was just going to fucking say that.
Yo Quiero Brian.
You want Brian. That's what you just said, right? Yo Quiero Brian?
I want some Brian.
To be honest?
Yeah.
I've never Yo Quiero Brian harder
you're
than
a fucking
I right
liar.
Now.
You look great. Got it.
You look great.
That's not true. I'm going to cut all my hair off and it'll look better soon.
All right, Brian, where can we find you? And then I have something to say.
You can find me on the interwebs at imbck.com.
IMDb?
You can find me on IMDb. I think I'm down 800,000 likes or whatever this week.
Makes sense.
imbck.com. You can find me on Twitter at _BPCK.
Brian.
Yes.
Today is the 5th.
Today's October 5th, yeah.
Our rent is due as of today.
Yeah, Josh, your rent is due on the 1st. I'm so confused.
No, we, as you can tell from the back of our door, we pay rent whenever the fuck we want, and mostly the 5th.
Yeah.
But your birthday is in 3 days.
Yeah, it's on the 8th.
And you are being really shitty. You have not told me or anyone. Maybe you told someone. I don't know. You definitely haven't told me what you want to do.
You guys would be the first to know if I was
planning. I said Vegas.
Anything.
I said paintball.
I said Vegas. And then you said Vegas, and you said paintball.
No, I said Vegas first.
I said Vegas to myself for sure before you said
cool, something. Great. You're right.
I said Vegas in my sleep.
I fucking texted you guys, and I said, hey, what if I did Vegas
last,
on a Monday?
Last Tuesday? Night, Josh, we got a little ruckus, and I jumped on you.
Mm-hmm. Physically jumped on him? Or
I
like
physically jumped on him, and I don't know if he remembers that, but he definitely, when I jumped on him, and I was like, what do you want to do for Brian's birthday? Like, I was like shaking him. He goes, ooh, I wanted to go to Vegas, baby.
Yeah, remember?
I don't remember that because I wasn't there, but that sounds awesome.
So what do you want to do for your birthday? Your birthday's coming up.
Can we finish introductions?
I guess. Josh, who the fuck are you?
Yes.
Am I doing the whole intro thing?
Yeah, we're all doing a thing.
Okay, we're all doing it. All
right, very out of sequence.
Yeah. Okay. I'm editing. I'll put it. Well, I'll see.
No, you won't. Nah.
We'll leave it right. We're going to put this up as is.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast. Brought to you by Normally Normal. You can find them on normallynormal.com, on Twitter at normally_norm, or you can write us at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com. I'm one of your hosts, Josh Batten. I'm on Twitter at Batten_Josh.
why do we have to go no?
It was a motorcycle.
Okay,
yeah,
so,
yeah. You
so I guess
you can only tweet me on the back of a hug.
So Josh, you had told me something, and I'm going to ask you.
Probably.
Yes.
No, are we probably. Moving on? Now what are we talking about?
Well, I'm talking about my surprise.
Okay.
Josh.
What?
Do you remember ever telling me you've never had something?
I'm already so pissed at the sequence of this podcast.
Shut up.
I mean,
eat your sandwich, idiot.
Thank you for the sandwich.
True love?
Oh my god.
I had it once, but she got married.
Oh. Keep going. I'm gonna have you guess until you get it right.
A near death experience?
No.
Wait, didn't you just say it has to do with the thing that you had, the surprise?
Did you just
bring us a near death experience?
Which is why I'm curious why he's guessing so left field.
A child.
No,
these are all right though.
Yeah, he's right.
I've always told you that I've never had a child.
You have said that. Until you guess it, we're not going to move along.
This will be a very long podcast.
No. Brian's already upset. It's almost like we're talking about cheese.
almost.
I've
never had a perfect cheese. I've had a truly perfect cheese.
I was going to make a list and re-edit the description of last week's episode and put on there because you had said Monterey Jack.
I didn't say it. He said it.
Jack,
Josh
whatever
said
the
it.
Fuck you said a thousand times.
Josh said it.
And then Gouda.
I said Pepper
end.
Jack, asshole.
You said Pepper Jack, asshole.
It's always.
You said 9 Pepper Jacks on your top 10 and then Gouda at the end.
Real quick, do you think Pepper Jack hurts in your butthole?
Are you putting pieces of Pepper Jack cheese in your butthole?
No, but I'm saying if you
don't do that.
But if you were to do that, do you think it would hurt your asshole?
I think if you try to jam anything up your asshole wasn't ready for it, it would hurt.
What if it was just a teeny tiny piece?
Come on. Wait.
You still got to push it in there with your finger. That's going to hurt.
Josh, keep guessing.
Have you guys ever had a finger put up your butt? Be honest.
Yes.
My own.
Yes.
I did also, anytime I had a suppository, when I thought I had something wrong with my body and I just would not shit for like 4 or 5 days.
Right.
I did a suppository and you had to put
what
it.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
Bundle. It's a like a little silver bullet, they call it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's great. Pill you don't take orally, take it rectally.
Yeah.
Anally.
And everything was fine. It was just because I wasn't drinking enough water.
So he drank some water up his butt.
Hey, no big deal. That's neither here nor there or a butthole. So.
All right, so what the fuck were we talking about?
I'm waiting for Josh to guess the correct thing.
I don't know. When did I tell you this?
Is that real?
What did you?
I don't
you
know.
Sound like Bobcat Goldstein over here.
I don't know.
Bobcat Goldstein?
I was supposed to guess.
You remember him from Police Academy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, he's like Goldstein. That's the Jewish version of Bobcat.
Oh, no. Did I say that? Well, he now directs like a bunch of Conan episodes. And like,
does he really?
He's the director of the new Eliza Schlesinger Netflix special. That's
really?
His name at the end of the credits.
Awesome.
The beginning of the credits, I guess.
I told you my friend's dating her, right?
Yeah. He's in like a lot of her Instagram posts and
you
stuff
can,
now.
You can say your friend, but also, holy shit.
Oh, sorry.
Shit.
You know Noah. Sorry,
what
sorry.
The hell? Noah, who is the original chef from Bledsoe's, he learned from Kevin Bledsoe. Oh, my God. I had no idea that he is dating Eliza Schlesinger.
She actually goes by Eliza now, apparently.
Yeah?
Yeah. Her Netflix special just says Eliza. I guess he dropped the Schlesinger.
All right, Josh. So you told me you've never had something.
I mean, there's the list of things I haven't had is got to be pretty long.
You've told me this in the last week.
Have you had sex?
Have you ever had sex?
No.
Yeah, I thought so.
Seems like you look like a kind of guy who hasn't had sex. You know,
yeah, I'm a very pent up man.
Bones across the table. Bones across the table. Bones across the table. Fuck you, Josh.
Letting the listeners know.
Fuck you, Josh. Bones across the table.
So in the last week, I told you there's
You've
something
told
I haven't
this in
had.
Last week, so keep guessing. I'm gonna go 3 more guesses.
Is it a liquid?
Yes.
Okay. It's like we got cups of ice in front of us.
I'll give you a solid if you want one.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, you're talking about a shit or a your dick?
I don't know. Depends.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember. I never had scotch.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You've never had any scotch in your life?
No.
The secret that I've been keeping from these boys.
McKellen 67.
Is a $3,000 bottle of scotch. No, just kidding. It's red label. It's $26. I saw it when I was buying myself a beer, and I was like, shit, we're going to do a podcast. Josh has never had scotch. Thus is why there are glasses with two ice cubes in front of each of us. Brian, you said you're not drinking.
They're coffee mugs.
Well, first off, they're glasses.
They are coffee mugs, and I love them.
Tumblers.
One of mine is from a place called The Met.
That's in New York.
Yeah, this is also in L.A. This is from a girl that I used to hang out with. She sucks. Sarah Cruson, if you're listening, you're the worst.
Oh, Sarah, sure.
Yeah,
name dropping.
Yeah. You remember that.
Are we friends with her on Facebook? I feel like I see shit of hers, and I'm just like,
probably. What? I think she lives in Australia now, and she's the worst.
Oh, cool.
So good to see you, Cruson.
Good to see you, Cruson.
Brian, you seem to not want to have one of this.
Yeah, I'm doing like a week no drinking up until my birthday.
Cool.
So on your birthday, you'll have some?
Yeah.
So what are you doing on your birthday?
Aside from work, I don't know.
Cool. What do you want to do? Because I want to be there for
it. Is it okay that my
ice is all melty?
No, you should get more ice. Okay. Well, Brian and I will talk. Brian,
talk, you guys.
What do you want to do for your birthday? Because that's how we opened it.
That's how we're middling it.
Can we start this podcast over?
Shut up. It's kind of the most important thing to me that you have birthday.
You already bought me a sandwich.
I have a couple things that I'm in the tumbler that I'm going to buy you.
This is the main problem with my birthday this year is that there's like two or three people gone from work. So I'm covering and can't get out of work. Yeah. So I'm working all weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all weekend.
And your birthday is?
My birthday is on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So your birthday is a day that most people will probably be at work.
I mean, in our industry, yeah.
Yeah, that we know.
I don't work late any of those nights. I'm the early guy all those nights, but Josh! But
Josh is getting ice right now, and he's being way loud about it. What do you want to do, Bri?
I don't know.
My little Bri Bear.
Monday I don't work.
I said laser tag. I said Vegas.
Monday I don't work, and okay. It's Columbus Day, which I thought, I don't know, maybe some people would have off work. Probably not, though. I don't know if Columbus Day is that big of a day. I mean, all the kids will have school off, so we can hang out with a bunch of kids.
Hey, who wants to go to... You know what, Brian? You're right. Let's go hang out with a bunch of kids.
Yeah, no, I don't know. And I'm like sick right now, so I don't feel like thinking about anything. I don't know.
Wait, you don't feel like thinking about anything.
Right.
Real quick, top five cheeses.
Why does Columbus still have his own holiday? Isn't he a big old piece of shit?
Yeah, he is a big old piece of shit.
That's what I thought. Why are we still celebrating it?
Because America's a big piece of shit.
That's true.
Josh,
make it great again.
Josh, we need you to take a sip of scotch for the first time. Maybe Johnny Walker Red. Maybe not the best scotch to have for the first time.
Well, it's fine. There's super nice scotches, but they're
smells
expensive.
Like whiskey.
Listen, there's all different kinds of scotches, okay? This is blended.
So this is blended. A peated scotch is very nice.
A triple malt.
That's not a phrase.
good quadruple malt.
Good. Ooh, Josh, tell us. You know what? Can we have a moment? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Scotch Corner with Josh.
I like my scotches with a variety of malts, many malts as you can. I like a good chocolate malt.
Ooh, a nice
like a whopper,
malt.
Like a whopper of a scotch.
I love a whopper.
You know when you go to the diner and you have a nice chocolate malt shake? It's like that, but in a scotch.
I had a wonderful shake at Gold's Gym, if I don't mind intruding.
You guys been golding it up? Yeah, no, let's keep changing the subject as many times as possible.
Let's never make a point.
Shut up. No, Josh had some.
Yeah, he gave me the excess.
Did it have scotch in it?
No, there's no scotch. It was at a gym, so it was a beautiful like protein shake. So, Josh, tell us, this is Josh's first experience with scotch. He's drinking out of a Wilton Way mug, which, by the way, is the only thing I'll ever Snapchat, much like the only person I'll ever follow on Instagram is you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, for you listeners, just to give you the visual, I'm wearing a nice robe. I'm sitting by the fire.
Yes, yes, yes.
I have a lot of books on a bookshelf behind me.
I'm
on a bear rug. Yeah.
It just barons need bears for the days. Just days. Yeah.
Where's Waldo?
Barons need bears and where's Waldo
where's
for
the
days?
One where they're on the train? The boys on the train?
Boxcar kids? Boxcar children?
Boxcar something.
Yeah, the boxstar Billies.
Yeah, dude, I think it's the boxstar Billies. You got a lot of boxcar Billies books behind you.
Man, I love running trains.
On kids.
No, Josh, no. No. Josh, no, no. Yes.
That's what those books are about, right?
Boxcar Billy and is running a train. All right, Josh, tell us your first scotch experience.
It smells.
Remember, he's sitting by a fire.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
It's I'm in a mansion.
In a robe. He's in a mansion.
So there's a storm outside.
All right, it's actually a beautiful
there's a thunderstorm.
It's a beautiful
outside.
Day here in LA. There's. Oh, say it again. Go ahead.
I'm in my large manor. Smells very similar to whiskey.
Like? Say there's a storm outside.
Scotch
again.
Is a whiskey, so that does make sense.
Yeah. So my say, my like nose is on
Josh,
point.
Josh, what? Say there's a storm outside again.
There's a storm outside. And there's been a murder mystery in the manor.
Oh, hey, 100%.
Excuse me, what?
Where's that butler? Take a sip,
right? All right, here it goes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing. I'm witnessing. He's smelling it. He's giving the nose. He's watching the legs. He's drinking scotch for the... Which, by the way, blows my mind. First time. Oh, his face is intrigued. His bottom lip popped out farther than his upper lip. His upper lip is
fair,
still
is
inside. Yeah. Oh, guys, he's crying. Guys, he's crying. Josh, please.
It's like a much, it's like a smokier, smoother whiskey.
Ooh, I like that.
I actually would much prefer to drink that over like a shot of Jameson or something
nice.
Like that. That because I was expecting to have that ugh, like face after like taking a shot of whiskey, but I don't have that after taking a sip of that.
I wonder if that's also because it's on the rocks or it's been sitting there for a hot second.
Yeah. To be fair, I've never had whiskey on the rocks. I think all my whiskey experiences have all been shots, so that could also be it.
This is like any whiskey, though, whether it's bourbon or rye or scotch. If you have a nice one and you sip it instead of shoot it, it's going to be good.
Yeah. So this is my first sip of a liqueur.
Ooh, nice.
This is not a liqueur.
Josh. Ladies and gentlemen, that was...
that was the incredibly educational Scotch Corner.
Yeah. That was Scotch Corner. No matter what Josh tries...
Guys, do I have any malt in my teeth?
No matter what he tries, it has to be Scotch Corner. Like, hey, this is my review of Jaeger. Josh has a great Jaeger story.
I thought that was very nice.
Josh,
of
tell
you
us your, tell us why you don't like Jaeger.
Bring the scotch for Josh since he never had it. That was very nice.
Yeah, that was very nice. And Brian never had a falafel, and Leo brought him a falafel.
That's not true.
I feel like Brian's maybe had a falafel before. So what you guys are saying is, I'm the best. You're the worst. Mm-hmm. Give me some props.
Yes.
Props.
Would mad you say, props, Leo.
Would you say mad props to me?
Mad props to you.
The props are really mad.
Oh, man. The
props are pissed.
I appreciate it.
So my Jaeger story. That's the first time I ever got alcohol poisoning. It was the first and last time I ever had Jaeger.
How many times have you had alcohol poisoning?
That might also have been the only time that happened, too.
I don't know. He's on a mission.
How do you know when you have it?
Actually, I don't know.
Oh.
I just was in
very sick.
Very, very sick.
Your dick gets hard.
Yeah.
When you have alcohol poisoning, your dick gets hard?
Yeah, so anytime that happens.
I have alcohol poisoning every morning.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why you have a problem.
Waking up with alcohol poisoning.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, yeah.
Josh, that's a dumb story.
So I was 21 in Chicago, and it was me and two of my classmates from Second City, and I was newly 21, so we wanted to go out drinking, and we went to a bar that one of my friends like knew the owner, and we were playing drinking games with Jaeger that involved like quarters, like spinning quarters or doing something with quarters. And if you fucked up, you had to. Oh, I think I don't know. I think just flicking the corner. If anyone fucked it up, you had to.
Yeah, you have to keep it spinning. Yeah. And if you fuck it up, you drink.
Yeah. But the owner of the bar gave us a beer pitcher full of Jaeger. It was just a giant pitcher of Jaeger.
Oh boy.
And it was
boy.
On
oh
the
boy.
Table.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy.
And that was my first time ever having Jaeger. And the first time I have Jaeger, you're just like, oh, it's like licorice. It just tastes like candy. And like I could drink it. No problem. Like, taking a shot of it was not an issue. It was like, oh, I think I'm drinking... It didn't even taste like alcohol. And I drank so much Jaeger that night. That's all I drank. I didn't eat any food, didn't have any beer. I literally was just drinking Jaeger.
Can I just...
And then
just
vomited black.
Oh, can I throw this out there?
That's so gross.
Jaeger for days.
Jaeger for days, you know? Since then, but then throwing it all up, I have never been able to, like, smell Jaeger without feeling nauseous.
Are you good, Brian? I just saw you smell yourself.
You smell like Jaeger?
I'm really warm.
I'll throw up right now.
And I wanted to... Sometimes I do this. I'll lift my shirt up, put my nose inside to make sure that I put deodorant on. I did. I smell great, but I'm very warm.
Smell great, look great, feel great.
The way I test if I have
not
deodorant?
Feel great.
The Brian story. The Brian story.
The way I test if I have deodorant is I put one finger in my armpit, and if it's wet, no deodorant. If it's sticky, there's that deodorant.
So if you... Josh...
That's a good test.
Yeah.
So this is your Jaeger story, and I thought you said you had like beer pong, or you're playing beer pong with it, right?
No, just some kind of quarters game.
Okay, so a drinking game.
That's, a drinking game. It was just Jaeger. And
Actual quarters is when you bounce a quarter off the table and try to get it into a shot glass, right?
Yeah,
we were doing nothing that skilled. I think it was literally just let's spin this quarter, right. And if you mess it up, And the drunker you got, the way harder it was to keep it going. And
nice.
And I think they always had me start. By this point, I was super drunk, so I couldn't even like get it spinning. Like, ah, fucked up. I got to take another shot. Yeah. Oh, mess it up. Got to take another shot. I was obliterated.
I have a Jaeger story.
Tell me your Jaeger story.
I was in Chicago. I don't remember how old I was. Early 20s, though, for sure. Mm. And we were at like one of these 15. Like really stupid, like giant bars where like, you know, you just walk in, it's one huge room. There's probably, I don't know, you could fit 1,000 people or something, and it's enormous.
Bar Mitzvah.
I forgot what it's called. Mad River, maybe? I can't remember.
Oh, fuck, Mad River.
I can't remember if that's it.
If it is Mad it Props? On, is it on Diversity?
I do not recall.
Okay.
But we went because we thought it would be funny, a funny night to go because Vanilla Ice was DJing that night. And so we were like, yeah, why not? That sounds
sold,
stupid.
Sold.
So me and some of my friends went, and while Vanilla Ice was DJing, he had a bottle of Jaeger. And he started pouring it in just in people's mouths.
Vanilla Ice.
Who were around him. So me and my friends got up close enough so that we were in that like front area, and so he was just pouring Jaeger into our mouths. I thought that was really awesome. Vanilla Man. Fucking Ice.
I gotta be honest.
Brian's Jaeger story is better than mine.
I gotta be honest. I did not think you had a Jaeger story.
Yeah.
And then you busted that out.
I mean, also he just completely made all that up, but still great story.
It'd be funny if I decided that it would be Vanilla Ice. I feel like I could pick a way better person.
So Mike Lee listens to this podcast. Do you remember my favorite story of you ever?
Yeah. this was in Chicago.
Since we're talking about drinking stories.
This was after the fashion show that a few of our friends did. Leslie Shores,
yep.
Christina Demos had like a fashion show, and Leo was one of the models.
Ooh, hi.
What's up, you sexy fuck?
I was one of the models. They did my hair. They had an L shape with blonde, and then also last night, Josh did my hair. So
that's true. Leo's always a model.
I could have been a model last night.
So Leo walked the catwalk.
Such a fucking model, dude.
Dude, you're such a model.
As both such models. And we went out drinking after that in some bar, and I got
Josh
really drunk.
Almost got kicked out. I still remember the story.
I knocked the light.
He wouldn't stop hitting the lights above the pool tables.
With a pool cue.
Jesus.
This was in, it was like someplace in Andersonville. You would walk through like a truck, and then the truck bed turned into a bar. But like that was like how you knew it was a bar there. Josh, continue.
So I was super drunk there, and then we went back to your and Mike Lee's apartment.
Ooh, this is before Wilton. It's
Hermitage.
Oh, pre-Wilton?
Yeah, this is downstairs Hermitage where the ground was trying to take back the apartment, and the water was like pouring in almost through the wall. This is a true story. Our apartment was awful.
And Mike was not there, so I crashed in his bed, and the next morning I woke up because I had to go to work. Breakfast at
the Lux,
yeah.
So, oh God!
So I woke up
on a Sunday.
Mm. Yeah, I woke up and
I went to bed with clothes on,
but woke up and my shirt was off. And I looked over and it was in the trash can, covered in puke. And I was like, "Oh, okay, cool. At least you know." I guess I took my shirt off and I puked in the trash can in the room. And I was like, "That's good." And I looked, there was also puke all over the bed. I was like, "No!" Puking my hair.
Oh my God, I love it.
And then I went straight to work. And Leo was like, don't worry, I got you. And Leo washed Mike's bed while I went to work.
We didn't have a laundry in our unit, so I like saddlebagged it over my arm and walked it down to like the place and washed it and brought it back. Mike, I'm sorry if you are listening to this.
I feel like he's heard the story at some point, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Does the person who does...
That was a cool apartment, man. We met a lot of Chicago comics and stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
Does the person what, Ryan?
Does the person who does the next load of laundry after the vomit sheets, does their shit smell like laundry? Or like vomit?
I don't think so.
Here's open.
I don't think so because I think that is washed out. I mean, I don't know. Like if someone shits their pants and they put it in there, does the next person...
I mean, I think so. The
vomit, okay, good point.
That shit, like that smell stays around.
I shit my pants in a cab.
Yeah.
Once.
That's Leo's Jaeger story.
That's my drunkest I think I've ever been. I was on the way to the Red Line in D.C., and this was like younger drinking days, and I was just so fucking drunk. I was drinking with my sister and her like friends at the time, and I was just like, I got to go. And she was like, no, I'm driving you. I was like, I need to go. And you guys know me. When I need to go, I just ghost. I've always gotten home safe. That's why I'm still alive. But this time, I was just like, I'm out.
Not for long.
All right, asshole. I'm out. I was like, I'm out. And I took the Red Line up to Rockville, which is like an hour and a half from where we live in Springfield, Virginia. And I woke up there, and the lady was like, hey, you need to get off the train. This is the last stop. And I was like, cool. And I got off. And then when I got off, I was like, oh, my God. not only did she wake me up, but I also shit myself on the train.
God damn it.
True story. True story.
It's so crazy. Like, your body gets to a point where
your butt muscles
are just like, fuck it. I'm letting your butt loose muscles? It's like, I'm not holding this in anymore.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? You fucked up. Here you go. this is yours. No, when I was in my early 20s, dude, I got really fucking weird and drunk and did stupid stuff. But I had a sister there who normally took care of me. But this time, I ghosted.
Fucking ghosted.
All right, so we've been kind of just randomly talking about like what we do when we're drunk. What do you do when you're like blackout? Obviously, I know all of you. I love all of you. You're not angry. You're not mean drunks.
I turn British.
Josh does turn British.
You do?
And there's a picture of me. I rarely black out, though.
Yeah.
There is the one night that I remember we were hanging out with Amanda Kokas. We were just kind of like hanging out at her place, and I was like, hey, I'm going to keep hanging out here. And Josh was like, I got to go. And he took a bus, but he took the bus the wrong way.
Yeah, dude. And I left Leo a British voicemail.
And it's...
That's pretty great.
Still wish I had that saved. But, yeah, so he... Josh gets British. I get, like... When I'm, like, blackout drunk, I think it's a different world. I think I just get... I don't know. Like, you guys tell me. Like, I can tell Josh he gets British. Brian, you get sleepy when you get, like, that drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, what do I do?
You just get silent.
Yeah.
Your loud, crazy energy is gone.
Yeah.
And you're just... very silent, and then yeah, you just leave. I remember one time we were at a bar. Ghost. Yeah, you just ghosts. We were at a bar, you, me, and Christine in Chicago back in the Hermitage days. And
I get it, baby.
We were pre-gaming before we went out, and Leo managed to sneak in an entire handle of vodka into a bar.
It was not only a bar, it was like the hottest bar at the time. It was some fucking bar in
Wicker Park.
Thank you.
Yeah, so yeah, we went into a bar and Leo managed to bring in a giant handle of vodka into this bar. There were two bouncers
in the door, and then like I'm on the dance floor, I'm like, hey, what's up, dude? Like, check this out. And he's like, what? Yeah. Josh is like, why did you bring that?
Jesus.
Yeah. So then Leo goes to the bathroom and he's in there for a while.
Meanwhile, at this point, Christine lived above the bar.
Whoa.
So you know Double Door?
Yeah.
Christine lived above Double Door.
Oh, wow.
So that was like her place.
Yeah.
And it was an insane place that nobody at 22, 21 should own. So awesome. Oh, a
22-year-old owned it?
Well, she like her...
Oh, you mean
she
her
paid rent.
Living
there. Yeah,
oh,
yeah. She lived there. Like,
sorry.
Nobody should do that because it was like a massive loft. Beautiful. I could only imagine that probably cost a fucking pretty penny.
At least $7.
But yeah, sorry.
So we went to the bathroom and I was waiting for Leo... outside the bathroom, and he was in there for a while, and then he comes out and he goes, here, hold this. He hands me the giant handle of vodka and then walks away, and then Christine comes up. She's like, where is he? I'm like, I don't know. He gave me this and I haven't seen him since. And she's like, oh, he left. And then so then she and I left the bar and got into a cab and went back to your place, and you were on your front porch using all the wrong keys to try to get into your house. None of them were working.
Yep.
What is that? That where you just decide, you're just too drunk and you just don't think about.
For me, it's not necessarily. I think when I get that drunk, when I get like blackout drunk in that mindset, it's the only thing I want to do is be in a bed.
Yeah,
and I'll do whatever it takes to be in a bed. And I've done that a couple times out here in LA, but it's like, okay, cool. I'm way drunk. I don't care who I came with. I don't care what happened. I don't care this, that. I'll see them again. The most important thing to me is to be in a bed and be safe. Now, when I wake up the next morning, I feel like an asshole because I probably took off on some people. But
in that moment, you're just like, I just got to get to bed.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
And I've done that many a time. You guys have probably witnessed that many a time where I'm just like, where'd Leo go? Oh, he's gone. Well, what I want to do is I want to start a Patreon. And I want the year to like launch it. And the Patreon would be, hey, what's going on? We've done this for a year. We want to get back to our roots.
Yeah.
Let's make some, you know, shorts. Let's make some, you know, YouTube videos, things like that. And do it via Patreon. If someone gives a dollar, cool. If they give a dollar, that's a dollar we didn't have last month. And if no one wants to give anything, cool. We're already getting nothing.
Right.
So why not?
If you dream it, then it will come.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like yeah, that. I know.
Yeah. What's that saying? If it's written.
If you're afield, you can go night-night, have dreams.
Yeah.
I don't think it's go night-night, have dreams. I don't think it's that.
What do you guys think about this? We have a new upstairs neighbor at my house, okay. And he has a dog.
Mm-hmm. What kind of dog?
Dog's adorable. I don't know. Mud or whatever.
Cheese dog.
Super cute dog, and the dude seems fine, you know, cool or whatever.
Super cute as well.
Such a fucking cutie. Then today, Chad notices that there's just a pile of shit in the backyard.
Uh-oh.
And on our side of the backyard, nonetheless. So I picked it up with a plastic bag, and then I threw it at the back door, which is the door that they come out of.
Uh-huh.
Is that cool or not cool?
Did it splat?
No. It was in the bag. It just like hit the door and landed it next to the
I'm going
to
say not cool.
Interesting.
I'm gonna say not cool, but also at the same time, I don't think it's weird. I don't think it's not cool. I think it's just.
So you think it's cool?
It's very passive aggressive, and I enjoy that because I mean,
I'm not gonna not say when I see him next. I'm also gonna say,
oh for sure, for sure.
Please pick your dog shit up.
I think you should do that. I also didn't know there was a portion of your backyard that is theirs.
Yeah, we sort of have like a shared backyard.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I sort of felt bad about it, but then I was like, but it seemed like if you're so dumb that you're not picking up you own a dog and you don't pick up your dog's shit.
Yeah.
I feel like.
But are they new neighbors? So maybe.
He just moved in, yeah.
Maybe that's what they did at their last place, and you just got to.
That doesn't matter.
No, I get that. I'm not saying that it's okay. I'm just saying they did this at their last place, so you just need to be like, hey, maybe you did this at your last place.
Right.
It's not cool here.
You wouldn't think. Already to,
no, for
to
sure.
know, like, oh, I should pick up my dog's shit when it shits.
For sure. There's also dog owners that we have here that I'm just like, fuck you. Like, yeah, what are you doing?
It's so weird to me.
But maybe I would have given it first time, free pass. Maybe he didn't know the dog poop. Maybe he didn't see it happen. If he just let it play in the backyard, or wasn't paying attention, and then it just took a shit.
I just feel like that's not an excuse. If you have a dog, you let him outside, you go upstairs to do whatever while he's outside. Like, the reason you let him outside was to go to the bathroom.
Hmm.
We don't have a huge backyard. Like, if the dog's out there and you weren't out there, like, wouldn't you go be like, oh, maybe the dog should. I should probably see if he shat.
Yeah,
and then
true.
Pick up his shit.
Shat. What if the dog got out and he didn't know, and then the dog let itself back in, and the dog left a note said I was inside the whole time.
Yeah. What if
I did see a note.
Yeah. What if the dog is the new tenant?
Yeah. What if the tenant did it?
Well, then who's the guy? Oh.
What if the dude shat?
That's a tiny little shit for a full grown man.
Well.
Yeah.
Maybe the dog should have cleaned it up.
I don't know. Maybe he's not hydrated. I just shit.
And it wasn't that much?
Wasn't that much.
Why? How come nobody's drinking enough water? We got to drink more water, guys.
Dude, Josh, how much water do I drink?
Man.
Good point.
Man.
Good point.
What if Chad did it as a setup? He set this dude up.
Oh, dude, he set you up because you know you don't like that roommate.
Fuck, I didn't even think of that. That sucks.
Chad. No one ever suspects Chad of pooping.
I just got hosed. Everybody loves Chad. He's so innocent. He would never do anything bad.
He would never poop in his own backyard. Never poop in his own
backyard. Hey, Brian. I want another tattoo.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
What are you going to get?
So I have an idea about like my mom and my sister.
Yeah.
But I want right now like a sun on my shoulder.
Like the picture of a small boy?
Picture of a small child baby boy.
Yeah. S-O-N.
And I want a picture of like a sun, and then I want like the universe, like the our solar system like fanning out from there. And I want our boy to do it.
Does that have... You want Josh to do it?
Yeah, I'm your boy.
My boy. No, I want...
Josh is your boy.
I want the sun, and then, like, you know...
Do you have an idea of how you want it to look?
Yeah.
Like, look at Vaughn's work, because if he did it, it would be like that. He like, does, like, old-school tattoos.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or if you have, like, the idea that you want it to look like a solar system.
But that would be super cool to have, like, an old, like, old-looking sun.
Yeah.
And then, like, Mercury, Venus, Earth.
Mavenschnip. It's how Screech remembered the order
Thank
of
you.
The planets.
Yeah,
to say
yeah,
by
yeah,
the
yeah, 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 yeah. Well, help us out. What's next?
After what?
Mercury, Venus, Earth.
Mars. It's Mars.
If anybody heard that, it's Mars.
It's Mars, then Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Saturn.
Saturn.
Neptune. No, there's an eight. Is there?
Nope, there's... One of my favorites coming up. One of my favorites.
What did I say just now?
Saturn. And then you're right.
Is it Neptune?
Yep, and then what's next?
That's it.
No, there's two more. Two more?
Uranus.
Oh, right, I forgot about Uranus.
Uranus.
But not Pluto. Pluto's not a planet.
Pluto's no longer a planet.
I disagree.
It's not an opinion, it's a fact.
No.
They bring it back? Because they said the Brontosaurus wasn't a dinosaur, but now they say it is again, so maybe Pluto can come back as a planet.
No, if you're going to... if you're going to fucking do a flyby and you're going to see that possibly that heart on Pluto has like
salt water. You guys should see this tear in my boot right now. It's the worst. It's like, do I get a new pair of boots?
I want to see it.
Look at that.
Brian, you keep changing subjects.
Brian.
It's getting worse where I think I'm going to have to stop wearing them pretty soon.
This episode's all over the place. Thanks to Brian.
Probably 100 stop percent stop wearing that.
100 stop percent?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. 100
stop
percent?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Josh,
what do you guys
want to
talk about now?
Josh, you've been delving deep into scotch.
Mm-hmm.
the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, I only have a few malts left in here.
I've seen you a couple times.
I need a remalt.
Brian, great armpit hair. I've seen you.
Thanks, man. Have you guys ever trimmed your armpit hair?
No.
Sometimes I get
does it get too long?
When I'm shirtless and I see myself from the side in
the
reflection.
Let me see.
There's a little pit hair that sticks out like on the side.
Yeah.
And I don't like how it looks. So I used to trim it a little bit shorter just so that part wouldn't stick out. But then when it's, you know, like gets tickly when it grows back and shit.
For sure. You know what I don't believe? Everyone tells me that like if you shave something, it grows back like twice as much. I don't believe that.
My stepdad
used to always tell me that. He's like, don't.
I feel like that's an old wives' tale.
Don't shave your arms, Leo. They'll grow back twice as much.
He was always telling that to
also,
Leo.
Also, why are you shaving your arms, Leo?
Some people shave their arms. Women mostly probably are swimmers.
Yeah.
Women are swimmers.
I'll shave my arms right now.
Why?
So they can grow back twice as much. That's the sound of Leo shaving.
You got a crazy
boy, razor. My arms are all shaved.
That's a crazy
razor. They're coming back already twice as much.
You've shaved your chest, obviously.
Yes.
Obviously. And you've shaved other people's chests.
Yep. I used to nair my chest in college, and one of my favorite memories of that is doing it in the bathroom, and everyone from the floor, would come up to me, would like come to the bathroom because you would smell it.
It smells weird, right?
It smells awful. And nair is, for those that don't know, is basically just, I don't know, motor oil that kills your chest hair. I don't know how to describe it.
Hair poison.
Yeah, hair poison. And I would do it in like the middle of the dorms, and people would walk up and go, what the fuck is that smell? Oh, shit, it's you. Please don't do that here. And my hair would just fall out. Because all it does is basically like nair goes.
Is nair still sold?
I think so. Because nair would go down to your root and then just poison it, like Josh said, and then just took it out. So basically just like killed it and brought it to the surface. I'm so glad I never did, but I also thought about nairing my beard in college.
Just so you wouldn't have a shave?
Yeah. Because I hated shaving.
So if you shave and it comes back twice as much, what happens if you nair? Three times as much?
Yeah, it's probably like three times as much.
The rule of nair.
Brian, your hair's looking good. Can we nair it?
Nair that hair, bro.
I think I want to stay away from all nair.
Come on. Live a little.
I live a lot.
I told you to do a little. Tone it down.
Brian, you got a great
hair. Take away
hairline.
All the crazy things you do and substitute with just nairing your hair.
It's only nairing. Brian. I'll nair my whole body only. Not little parts. But if you guys want me to nair my whole body, I'll do it.
Take a bath and nair.
Can we do it?
Can we fill a kiddie pool full of nair and just and then wrestle in it? It'll be fun, and we'll remove all our body hair at the same time.
This is great. Why is my fucking penis on fire?
That would suck.
Yeah, it would probably super burn.
You guys ever shaved your dick with a straight razor?
No, I've never shaved anything with a straight razor.
Really?
Yeah, I want it. That's another thing I haven't done. I want to be shaved by a straight razor.
So you're trying to tell us you've never had a kid.
Yeah.
You've never had scotch.
Hey, real quick.
And you've never used a straight razor.
Yeah, I did one. I got to do the other two today. This needs to be a day of firsts.
If I point at you, you have to say three things you've never said on this podcast.
You've never said on this podcast?
Yeah.
We've done almost a year of podcast.
That's
I don't know
saying.
What the
this
fuck
is
I...
pretty huge.
Is this like Never Have I Ever, that game that you
play?
Or
just say a weird phrase like box taint?
Well, you could say that, but also explain yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got no verification.
No big deal. Box name.
I'm going to validate that.
Brian, you can point at me. I'll start.
For those of you listening, I just pointed at Leo.
Yep. Yeah, it was a sweet point.
I graduated VCU with a criminal justice degree, and I have never touched it.
Explain yourself.
I don't know. I think
Josh,
I just
that
did.
Was pretty self-explanatory.
I think I just did, you asshole. I have five step brothers and sisters.
Didn't know that.
And my last one.
Can we make one be like, you know, pretty interesting?
Asshole.
Just kidding. Love you. No. Those are both interesting. I didn't know, especially that last one.
Yeah. You know what? Now that
Come on, I'm fucking with you.
Dickhole McFat Quat over here.
My fucking quat is so fat.
Dude, real quick, fat quat. Over here wants to say something. I have a matching tattoo with my boy boy.
Bones across the table for that.
Bones across the bones across.
So many hey, bones went across the table.
Real quick, bones across the table for that.
Oh,
he got pointed at for those that are listening, and that's the only way you hear this.
Three bones things that I've never said on the podcast. There was like, maybe a month, a few years ago, when I did a bunch of coke.
Nice.
I don't think I've ever said that on the podcast.
Yep, don't definitely
explain yourself.
I have also never told your friends. Cool.
I mean, it wasn't like crazy amounts.
Ooh, that's my fourth one if I needed one. Josh and I did coke and
yeah. That was great.
Cool.
cool. I almost had a threesome twice.
Ooh.
But both times it was only almost. The worst.
No, you know what? This deserves
an explanation. I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
No! Everyone was ready for the threesome and then you left.
Yeah, and it was me.
Two of them.
I was like, ooh, this is about to happen. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, gotta go.
Something on my calendar came up.
I got a notification on my phone. I don't know, man.
I would say...
Yeah, you say a third one for me.
Yeah, if I could. Brian used to hate me. Brian and I used to...
I feel
to...
like we talked about this, though.
No, I don't think we've ever talked... On the podcast, we've talked about it in real life. Brian and I used to dislike each other because we were interested in the same girl at the same time. There's nothing else to say about that. Brian hated me at a point. I loved him always.
Always?
Yeah, always. And I moved along quickly because I realized girl's crazy. Brian still hates
she
me.
She was not crazy.
Look at Snapchat. No,
she's... I don't have that.
I thought I'm confused about who you're talking about now.
We're talking about April?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I thought. I've never thought she was crazy.
Yeah, me neither.
I know. I was...
Oh.
Making a Emily Sanders joke, but it was...
Oh!
Yeah.
Wait, did you like Emily?
No.
Also, Mike just heard that you never liked Emily.
No.
Still added that part out, too.
April was the best. We watched Ninja Turtles 2, Secrets of the Ooze. I touched her boobies. And then I think this was...
She denies that, by the way.
Touched her boobies.
Did they watch Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
She
said they never watched Ninja Turtles.
I mean, there was boobies touching, but...
Wait, so I talked about drugs and women. What else is important in life?
We fell off their futon. And then we continued.
Oh, you're talking about the boob thing again?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still talking about that.
He fell off and then he was like trying to just like get back up and he
so, no, I think Brian and I we were kind of like combative.
To
think
of like fun secrets that
we were,
I have.
We were kind of combative.
Secret.
I just told
a
you.
Secret.
I just told you one. Hey, April, if you're listening to this. April, if you're listening to this. Yeah, Brian might have given me the finger. Remember when I gave you the fist?
Oh.
Wait, are you saying you punched her or you fisted her?
Fisted her boobs.
I would never punch a woman in my entire life. Would I fist one? You know it.
Bones cross table.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, sex is gross.
Yeah, sex is gross. Josh, three things you've never said on the podcast. I'm gay.
I've said that.
I'm still trying to think of one, but you go ahead.
Wait, was that? Did you not hear Josh? His first one.
Josh said he's already said it many times.
It's me, Josh. I like boys.
Sorry, I just kind of turned into Tim Curry for a second. I had to reintroduce myself. And one time, riding around with some friends back in high school, we were in a car.
That's it.
And,
that's it.
It was a night we've been partying, and we're coming around like this curvy road, and we hit a guy, and he had like a
oh God, what?
Yeah,
we killed, yeah. By the way, why didn't we already think to do the thing we always do with movies?
He had a hook for a hand, and we were like, oh man, we gotta get rid of this dude, so we threw him in the water.
All right, yeah. Hilarious. But hilarious.
Then I think this was in the summertime, if I remember correctly.
Wait.
And then the next summer,
yeah,
we all started getting killed. And like,
cool. Oh, hilarious.
Thanks. Titanic.
Another moment where Brian and I are real and Josh just lies.
Yeah.
Josh, it's so hard to get behind your bond, beyond your wall.
How do we get beyond your wall, Josh?
That's what I'm still trying to figure out.
Why don't you have a little more scotch, buddy?
Yeah, I need to take it off the booze. I got to go to therapy, too.
Josh, come on. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Have some more booze. Josh. Now, two things, please.
You guys want a day drink on Monday for my birthday?
Yes.
What are you guys doing?
I'm hanging out with you, most importantly.
Are either of you working?
I don't know.
I'm off. Cool. I'm off. I do not have to work at Jumbo's, so I am off Jumbo's Clown Room.
Monday, I'm off.
You want to go to Cheetah's? Let's go to Cheetah's tonight. Let's go to Cheetah's.
This is my new least favorite podcast episode.
You sound great, though. I'm the one with the headphones.
I got sexy voice?
Yeah.
I do like when I have sexy voice.
You have a sexy voice. Give me three things that Josh won't say, because he won't fucking say it. It's pissing me off.
I'm trying to think of things. Not things I'm afraid to say.
Right.
Being put on the spot to think of... Try to think of, in 51 episodes, things I haven't said.
I just want them to be great, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that they better be great.
It sounds so hot, but also so angry when you say it.
They better be great.
but also so rude. Like, just maybe relax for a second and let me think.
When I was in kindergarten, my house got fire.
Really? Pretty bad?
Yeah, we had to move.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I got off the school bus and there were fire trucks outside my house.
Whoa.
And it was just the... there's like a hole in the ceiling. Like a spark came out of our fireplace and like went up the wall and caught the ceiling on fire. So we didn't lose any of our stuff, but there was so much smoke damage like on the walls and stuff that we had to move. And that happened.
When I was they had house insurance, or your parents had?
I don't know. It's something. We lived in a rental house for a while.
Hey, I don't know. It's something.
Yeah. I was five.
Yeah, I got off the school bus from kindergarten, and then my house was on fire, and then.
You say it was something. You sound super southern in that moment. My house on fire.
Yeah,
and my house on fire.
And we went, moved into a rental house for a little while, and then moved into the house that I ended up growing up the rest of my years in, and changed school districts and all that kind of stuff.
At least it was before you were at least it wasn't in the middle of high school or something when you had to move and leave your friends.
Yeah, I was five. I had no real lifelong friends yet.
Kindergarten. I think actually that's when I first saw. This is my third one. When I was in kindergarten, is when I saw my first vagina.
Yeah, me too. Same. I saw first everything in kindergarten. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Butt, vagina, boobs. During nap time.
No, this is not just gonna pass along.
Wait, I'm done. I'm done.
Literally explaining it right now, and you're stopping me.
hey, creepers. No, I'm saying this is weird for sure.
Actually, I guess I probably saw my first vagina when I came out of my mom's.
Bones across the table.
Love you, Mom.
During nap time,
what girls, Mom? Rest in peace.
During nap time, girls would just flash.
Mom's not dead.
Oh, that's right. That's what that is. I just like saying that.
Yeah. I just told you.
I heard it. I heard it. I'm just trying to bring it all together.
Hey, being nap time, you just look over. Everyone's being all quiet, but no one's asleep because you'll get in trouble if you're making noise and stuff. And then, girl was like, meep, meep. I'm just like, all right.
No, definitely. I remember nap time just probably sleeping. Don't remember going.
They didn't make the sound effect, but in my head, that's how I imagine it went.
Cool.
I remember one time we were sitting, in a group, all sitting on the floor. Teacher was reading some book, and while she was looking at it, I just looked over, and this girl was sitting next to me. She's sitting, cross-legged style. She goes beep beep, and just lowers the pants, pulls them back up.
My first
beep beep.
Fuck. Yeah. Again, I imagine the sound effects.
My first vagina that I ever witnessed was probably at. Where I got my nose scar, the same place where I lived, was just a neighbor showing me. But it was there was no meep meep. It was more just like, hey, take a look at this. You don't have one of these, and I was like, I don't. That's cool. And that was it.
I wish that I would look over at a girl meep, one meep. Time, and she would just go, hey, look at this, and then show me her.
I have this, and you don't.
I have this. Well, we live in different ages at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Back in the 70s, you couldn't text. You just got to show them. Hey, real quick, check this out.
Real quick.
Couldn't text in the 70s. I wonder what that was like. Just have no eyes, no texts.
What are you talking about? We grew up that way.
That's true.
There was no text until
not in the 70s,
late high school. Yeah.
At least we had some stuff. We had AOL IM.
Yeah, we did.
Could you do photos, though? I don't know. Probably not.
No.
Because there was no camera on the computer.
No, there's four emojis. I'm not an emoji fan. I don't like emojis, y'all.
I like emojis.
I hate them. I hate every second of it.
I like emojis. I like GIFs.
Yeah, I like GIFs. GIF. I'm okay with, but I'm not a big emoji fan. GIFs.
GIF. It is a G, but it's pronounced.
What does it stand for?
Generated image format.
GIF.
But everyone says GIF because no one thinks about what it actually stands for. But the G in GIF is actually pronounced J. But everyone says GIF, and that's the more common vernacular. So. Everyone just is used to doing it wrong, just like America. That's my political rant for the day.
Thank you. You guys want to see my dance moves?
Yeah. Oh, man. Leo's dancing so crazy right now for all you listeners. Leo's dancing.
You guys wish you could see this.
Bones across, too.
I'm losing my mind. Brian, shut up. Are you serious right now? Rocking the Sanctuary Brewing, you beautiful man.
Hey, they're in Denver at the Great American Beer Fest.
Yeah, what is that all about?
It's like the biggest festival for beer in the country, and it's like a contest. And
that's huge.
Joe submitted, I think, like 4, 5, 6 beers.
Nice.
And
Lisa's giving a speech, right? And
Lisa's giving a speech because their brewery gets a lot of attention.
For those listening, Brian is wearing a Sanctuary Brewing Company shirt from Hendersonville, North Carolina. They are friends of ours, Lisa McDonald and Joe Dinan. And they are right now at the Colorado Beer Festival. That's huge. That's a huge festival. So
if one of their beers wins a medal, that's going to be huge for their brewery.
Yeah,
they'll be like Pabst.
Pabst is an award-winning beer. Yeah, that's true.
They got the blue ribbon.
They did get the blue ribbon
back in 1893.
Thanks, Josh.
The World's Fair in Chicago.
Yep.
When there was 3 beers to possibly give a ribbon to.
I've always wanted to taste the beers that lost to Pabst.
I wonder if they're still around. I guess probably not.
Slaps and Babst.
See the new Google phone?
No.
It's called Pixel. Google's getting into the hardware game. Starting to make stuff. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And their ad for it is pretty funny because it makes fun of the iPhone 7.
That's not funny to me.
It's funny to me.
Funny to me.
Wait, what? Well, okay.
So they had a keynote yesterday about new stuff coming from Google. Yeah. And, so they have a new phone. It's called Pixel. It's like a standard smartphone, cool features, all that kind of stuff. And during their little video, it was talking about all the things that are new about it. And it was saying, you know, has a headphone jack. That's the one thing that's not new. And then, like, the music stops and someone goes, and then it continues on.
It's
pretty good.
I don't get the big idea that Apple includes a fucking adapter so you can plug your old headphones into the...
There's a great photo of, like, what it takes to listen to an Apple, you know, iPhone 7 with headphones. And it's like 13 adapters and charging. It's like, it's so dumb. I get it. I mean, hey, you know what? They want to make their phone as thin as possible. I get it. So you've eventually got to lose a 3.5 jack. It's like super thin. I mean, look at my phone. Like, my phone is pretty thick. I mean, my phone's pretty... also, look how dumb my phone looks. Like, it's...
I like the color, mostly.
It's blue. It's, like, super blue with a little hint of white.
It's beautiful.
It's got, a light on the bottom for some reason. But, yeah, I mean, like, compare it to that. Look how dumb my phone looks.
I'd rather have yours, you know?
Hello?
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 Hello? Oh, man.
Anything? Yeah, you getting anything?
Nah, that's the one difference is my phone doesn't really take a lot of good calls. They're all like, ugh. What'd you guys watch this week?
Yeah, I was about to say, you know what I'm getting tired of? White people.
Dude, oh, my God.
That segues into, because apparently a lot of them...
Talk about Luke Cage right now.
Yeah, they're all butthurt, and they think Luke Cage is a racist show because there's no white characters in it. Okay.
Luke Cage is pretty fantastic so far.
I watched one episode. I thought it was good.
Yeah. I think we've watched... How many episodes?
We have 4 left.
4 left, so 8.
What are there, 10?
13.
Oh, there's 13?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so we've watched almost all of it. It's pretty great. Pretty good. I think it's exactly what I wanted from another one of these shows. Like, Daredevil is more, like, in-your-face action. This is more, like, story-driven.
Yeah, nice, nice.
So, it's good so far.
So, you've seen how many? You've seen
8.
A lot.
Seen 8. Nice. Yep. Well, 9, 10, 10, 11, 12, 13. We've seen 9.
I think somebody from home, from Chicago, put on, like, Facebook status updated, Luke Cage, episode 7, oh my God, or something. Was that a big one?
I don't remember the episode numbers and, like, what happens in each one.
Yeah, that's that's where we meet D-back.
Good old D-back.
Diamondback.
Oh, D-back.
It's where you finally get the reveal of Diamondback.
Cool.
No spoilers.
Yeah, no, don't spoil it. But I'm pumped to keep on watching. I thought it was pretty good.
You should.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a bit of a slog, I feel like, from, like, 4, 5, 6.
That's what I heard. I heard 5, 6, 7 or 6, 7, 8 or something.
It's kind of, not a lot happens, but 7.
It's a much slower burn than the other Netflix series, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to enjoy it for, like, the story that it is. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Me too.
I'm not ready to review it. I'm not ready to even really go more in depth than what we just said.
What has already been stated.
Yeah.
But well, I'm going to try to watch it all so we can talk about it maybe.
There's a big day. There's a big day for Iron Fist is coming out.
Yeah, he's getting a series too, right?
Yep.
They've been filming it.
They just released the premiere date for it. I don't think anything else is happening then.
I'm free all day when this airs, so I'll be doing nothing but binging it and nothing else.
Yeah, I don't...
Iron Fist?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't... There's nothing
comes
else.
Comes out on a perfect day to just do nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing else happening that day.
Sounds like it comes out on my birthday. Or Christmas. Thanksgiving.
Hold on.
Halloween. This. Halloween. Watch
this. I'm looking at you.
Josh's birthday. Is it,
no.
New Year's Eve.
How do I don't know how I look at myself.
Your birthday.
Yeah.
Your birthday?
Yeah. March 17th, 2017.
That's a long way away.
Not really.
We have all of October left.
47.
We have all of November left. We have all of December. Then we have all of January 2017. We have all of February 2017. Five. And then we have a little over halfway six. Through March. Dude,
that's only 5.5 months.
That's a long time.
No, it's not.
We could be dead by then.
Time's going to fly because I'll be in PlayStation VR the whole time.
Shit. Yeah, good point. Yeah, shit. Next week I'm going to do this whole thing in PlayStation VR, even though it doesn't come out for two more days.
Two more days?
After next week? It comes out the next day after we do this podcast.
Well, it's been nice knowing you guys. You know what I mean?
So I'll be doing... what do you guys want to review? What do you guys got?
I've watched so much shit, actually.
Cool.
Because I've been under the weather, so I haven't been doing anything but watching TV.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
Wait, what are you going to review?
I'm going to review a video game that we're going to play after this.
Oh, shit.
Called Overcooked.
Overcooked.
So somebody throw it to me.
Leo. Oh, man.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, my little boner boys.
We are his little boner
boy. We sure are. We're such little boners. Such
tiny little boners. Barely see us.
Will you please give us a 3-word review of the video game entitled Overcooked?
Of course.
Followed by
a
meow.
Of course, you fucking
of
twat.
A cat whose kitchen is on fire.
Oh, boy. Teamwork makes. Everyone thought I would say DreamWork. I won't say it. Brian's losing his mind. Brian, you have a nice cut on your beard. Like the bottom half of it. Like I like how much you trim.
I haven't done this forever because I ran out of shaving cream. I was too lazy to go get some, so I finally got some.
Teamwork makes.
Got some red, though. Redneck.
Those are my two words.
Yeah, a little bit bumps.
I definitely also hate redneck. You're voting Trump? Cool.
What? No. Oh, because it said redneck?
Yeah, no big deal. Teamwork makes graphics.
Very good.
So let's talk. Sorry.
Thank you. Jesus Christ. It's like you've never done this before.
This is all over the place.
I always fuck this up. Meow, my house is on fire.
Oh.
Meow, watch out. Meow.
Well executed, sir.
Thank you.
Explain yourself.
So teamwork, you'll see. This is a fantastic game. This game is all about communicating teamwork.
Multiplayer or
if you've ever played Diner Dash and you've ever played Space you've ever played Space Team, combine the two together.
Oh yeah, okay.
So
cool.
Combine the two together where there's work to do.
Is it on our phones?
It's gonna be on a PlayStation 4.
Sweet.
Or your PC or your Xbox 360. No? Probably your Xbox One, whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, who gives a shit, right?
Yeah, who gives a shit? And then I would say makes, because someone made it.
Good.
And then graphics. It doesn't matter. The graphics don't matter. Nothing matters other than the fact of the amount of fun that I've had playing this game with Josh and with Haley. It's just fun. It's just like an overall encompassing game that just doesn't matter. You can have one player, two player.
What is the game? But what's the game?
It's think of Diner Dash, like where it's like, cool, you have to make burgers.
Okay.
But your kitchen is under an earthquake. Your kitchen has a conveyor belt instead of like passing it like straight to like Josh. There's like a conveyor belt that goes around like the outside.
Okay.
Or you're on an iceberg or whatever it might be. So it's super fun. Overcooked is very cool. I'm going to use the restroom and play Overcooked after this.
Okay.
Those are my two things that are going to happen right after this. What about you guys? Do you guys have anything to review?
I know
he said he had a ton to review.
Yeah, I've watched a bunch of stuff, but it's mostly like just more episodes of the same show, so not anything new besides Luke Cage.
Boom.
So like I've just been keeping up with the shows that I've been watching. Boom. So I guess I'll review a different video game. I haven't played a video game in a really long time, actually.
Fuck? Why?
I don't know. Sometimes when I get in weird,
sounds very un-Josh.
Yeah, sometimes when I get in weird moods and get all depressed, I don't play games.
Oh, we talked about that before.
Yeah, so I've just been watching shows. I don't know. I got problems.
No, talk about it.
That's too late. It's time for reviews.
No. It's never too late. Brian.
We'll talk about it next week.
Yeah. Come on.
Brian, you missed the...
Save it for another podcast.
You missed the suicide portion. Brian, Josh,
you guys are welcome. that I missed the suicide.
Oh my god!
Oh man,
that would have been a terrible episode for me to be on.
Oh my god! What does that mean?
Terrible episode. He would have killed himself on air.
Josh, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just fine. It's been a weird funk. I'm fine.
I think cooling out on the drinking will probably help.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do, but pour me some more scotch, please.
All right, so video game.
Yeah, so I play a game that I've seen. It's an iPhone game originally, but then it's free on PlayStation.
Nope.
Called Adventure Capitalist.
Adventure Capitalist?
Adventure Capitalist.
Okay. You're really going to review this?
Yeah.
I see the play on words.
And, yeah, well, I don't go into what the game is until afterwards, so.
Yeah, who did you throw it to, Leo?
We both kind of did, but then I mostly did it, yeah.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, man.
Can you do us the favor of reviewing the iPhone game turned regular game?
Mm-hmm.
Adventure Capitalist, with three words, and then follow that right on up with the cat meow of a cat who just made the biggest deal of his life.
Fuck is this?
Good, that's good. That's great. I'm liking the reviews that are just full sentences.
Yeah.
Meow! Very good, very good.
Thank you. A lot of object work that the listeners are getting.
Yeah, but you guys can trust that it was very well done.
Yeah. So this game just seems completely pointless.
really?
Yeah, it's just that the goal is to get a bunch of money, but there's no story to it. You're not doing. There's no like missions or anything like that. You just start different businesses and you just watch the money come in, and then we have enough money, you can open up a new business. But it's not. That's it. Like there's not. It's just you're just clicking. That's all you're doing. It's just like opening up more lemonade stands. Oh, I have enough lemonade stands that brings up enough revenue. I can now open a newspaper stand, right. And it's just and that's it. You're just watching the money go up, and that's it. So like I've played games where like you're earning money to do cool stuff. Like there was a fun game on iPhone. It was like a Jurassic Park game where you built your own park, however you want.
Oh, that's
cool. The dinosaurs, you design the layout, and the cool of the dinosaur, like the Tyrannosaurus Rex, is bringing in more money, and then you eventually can afford to do stuff. But there's a creativity to it. Yeah, you are literally just watching the money, the numbers go up.
Yeah.
Huh. The numbers go up, and that's it. That's
pretty boring.
All there is to do in the game. And I've been seeing
it's, that game.
I don't know. I see, and there's stuff you can buy with real money. Like, why the hell would you? The only thing you can buy with real money is something that will let you basically speed it up, so your money goes faster.
Oh my god!
So stupid. So it has trophies on PlayStation, which is why I was like, oh, check this out. Let's see what this game is. And it's so dumb. And I don't want to say dumb because there are people who like this type of game. It's just a game that's not for me.
Yeah.
But I would see the
who is it for though?
I don't know. So I would see. Suggested or promoted like ads for it on Facebook all the time, and it's always the same quote of saying like highly addictive. I played it all day, and it's from the guy who created Minecraft. And, like that was him reviewing this game, and
maybe they just paid him to say it or something.
Probably, and although that guy needs no money, so I was like, I'll check it out. Bob was like, that's all there is to it. It's literally just watch. I'll show you when we're done.
Cause, was it what came up here?
Yeah, we just saw the numbers going up, and I said, I earned $3 trillion when I was offline. That was it.
$3 trillion.
Yeah, $3 trillion. Man, I wish it was real. And
wouldn't that be nice if just like video game money just went right in your bank account?
Maybe we should make a movie out of that.
Some guy who
like all of a sudden as he's earning money in the game, and like then he goes and like checks his balance at it, and his checking account. He's like, what the
fuck? But he's like super down on his luck, and he's just like, oh man, like
yeah, he's just like a loser sitting home playing video games.
Nothing's going my way, Leo. Hi, I'm Leo.
Hi, it's me.
This is a story about me. Nothing's going my way. Wow. Oh my god. I guess I'll just go to sleep tonight. Nothing normal. Nothing crazy will happen.
I always say that when I go to bed.
Things are gonna go your way, Leo. Things are gonna go your way, Leo.
I'll be sure to download that game and start playing it immediately.
Yeah, nobody else wants to join in that song that I was about
things to are gonna go your way, Leo.
Things are gonna go your way, Leo. Don't worry, Leo. You're gonna be okay. Don't commit suicide.
Oh no, he didn't hear the song in time.
He's dead.
Well, guys, I've been watching a shitload of TV.
Good to hear. With your new iPhone 7.
My new iPhone 7.
Your new iPhone 7. So not the jet black, just pretty. A nice matte black.
You know what you've been watching a lot of, apparently? Hulu.
Yeah, that's true.
Why don't you just pay for the ad-free version?
Maybe I will. I don't know. I'm already spending so much
money. Yeah, it's like $11.99 as opposed to like $7.99.
Okay, I'll look into it.
There's nothing else to look into. We just told you what it is.
No, listen,
I'll do a lot of research.
There's $4 a month.
Nothing else to look into. The no only ads. Thing is please stop complaining.
I will not. It was a funny Facebook post.
It was a decent Facebook
Last
post.
Last Man on Earth has come back, season 3. I've been watching that.
Me
it's
too.
Fantastic.
For those judging, I also don't think it was funny.
I'm watching a new show called Son of Zorn.
Me too.
That's cool, also cool, on cool, Fox cool. that I am enjoying. I guess I wouldn't call him a... He's a friend. My friend is the creator of it, and so that's why I started watching it. I started a show called Designated Survivor on ABC. It's a...
All right.
Kiefer Sutherland's new show.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Is he the president in that?
Yeah.
Where, okay. like, everybody blows up and, like, the...
And then so then he has to be, like, he has to step in and be president.
Can we
but
try
the pilot,
something?
The pilot was only okay.
Can
so
we
I'm
try something real quick?
It.
So you guys are both watching Son of Zorn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want one word from both of you at the exact same time. And when my finger pops a 3, you guys have to say that one word. And if you say the exact same word, I'll know you guys are boys. Hold on. Think about it. I'm giving you a moment. Yeah. Josh looks pretty ready.
Yeah.
Brian.
I'm ready. I don't care.
What? Don't be a dick. All right, Brian, are you ready?
Yep.
Josh, are you ready?
Yeah. Brian, but do you care?
But look at my hands. Everybody look at my hands. My hand says 0. My hand says 1. My hand says 2. 3.
Animated.
Funny He-Man.
One word.
One word.
I do what I want.
I said one word. And okay.
We're not boys, I guess.
Also thought everyone would say animated.
That's why I figured. That's why I tried to do it.
There's one animated figure on it.
And one and a half objects. Animated. Yeah. Spoiler.
Is it my turn to throw into this handsome man?
But we don't know he's reviewing it. He's just listing everything he's watched.
I know. He's looking.
And then I watched a show called Better Things. Have you seen Better Things?
No.
Brian.
It's another FX show that...
Could you do us all a favor to review Better Things?
Louis C.K. created. It's really funny. Check it out.
I don't have FX.
Cool. And then I watched... and then I watched a show called Quick Draw. You guys seen Quick Draw?
No.
It's like a improvised Western on Hulu.
Brian.
Pretty good. Not amazing.
Brian, could you do us all a favor?
I continued to watch the show Casual on Hulu, which I enjoy very much.
Oh, I've seen ads for that.
Yeah, you guys should check out Casual. It's great.
Just kidding. I pay for ad-free.
How much is it extra? Like $4? I'll look into it.
I'll look into it.
I saw a show on HBO called High Maintenance.
Brian.
It was a web series, I think.
Hey,
then,
Brian.
And then they turned into a show.
Hey, Brian.
It was a web series, and then Vivo bought it, and it was like a Vivo exclusive series.
Hey, Brian.
And then HBO bought it.
That's so cool.
Brian.
That's what we're trying to do with Crime Town.
Nice.
Brian.
And then... Brian, and then these two shows, aside from Son of Zorn, which I love, were the best shows I watched. One is called Westworld.
Yeah, I want to watch that so bad.
New HBO show.
Hey, Brian.
Very cool. Very cool.
Hey, Brian.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Brian, why aren't you listening to me? Brian, I've said your name many a time.
And then lastly, last one I'll mention. Fantastic show.
Brian, you've yet to mention me.
It's an Amazon exclusive. It's an Amazon original show.
Fleabag?
It's called Fleabag.
I watched the whole series. It's so good. I should review that. I forgot to watch it.
It is fantastic.
It's great.
Wait, what? You watch a whole series and
it's
you
six
forgot?
Episodes. I totally forgot that I watched it all.
It's fucking awesome. You got to watch it.
All right. Hey, Brian.
What to review of all of those things?
Westworld. Shut up. That's the hot. That's the hot.
Is that the hot one?
Yeah, it's the hot new thing.
All right. Well, I will say really quick, just seriously.
Could you say hi for
me? Watch Fleabag. It's so good. And also watch Son of Zorn. It's awesome.
Could you please say hi to me?
But yeah, I'll review Westworld.
Leo, can you throw it to Brian?
Yeah, I've been trying.
What?
First off, hi, Brian.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I definitely should have reviewed Fleabag instead of a venture capitalist.
What's up, dude? Yeah, for sure.
But I had some good 3 words, though.
I hate you.
Leo missed my 3 words.
Yeah, I didn't miss your 3 words. I was here the whole time.
What were my 3 words?
Cheese, dick,
baby.
It's true. That is a crazy guess, but it is correct.
Was that right?
Wow. Yeah, spot on.
Man, cheese, dick, baby. It's kind of my 3 words for everything.
Cheese,
so.
Dick, baby. Imagine if there was a baby born, and instead of a human penis,
already like where this is.
Yeah, new show, right? Right in itself.
He just had just a wad of cheese between his legs.
pepper jack,
could people eat it? Will it
pepper
go back?
Pepper jack, right? Pepper jack, right?
You can like...
Pepper jack, right? Yo, baby, it's Pepper Jack, baby. Guys, I need help. I can't just do this on my own.
I cannot wait until you guys see what this episode ends up being.
I hope it's like 10 seconds
long. It's going to be so short.
It's going to be close to Pepper Jack, babe. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Table noise.
You just deleted the whole episode? God. For the best.
That would be so great.
You're right. This whole episode is gone.
Start all over.
I just hit the laptop with my hand. Pepper Jack, baby. Why does no one talk when I talk?
That's how you're supposed to do it.
Podcast etiquette.
Yeah, not interrupting. Although singing alongside you, that's true. We should have done
that. Yeah, so
go ahead and start the song again.
No.
Pepper Jack, baby.
Shit, hold on. You're singing the hot new song. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you hot from the Spotify Top 50. Here's Josh, Brian, and Leo.
1, 2, 3. Pepper Jack, baby.
I want
baby,
that
baby,
cheese.
Pepper Jack, baby.
Pepper Jack, baby.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's me. It's Pepper Jack. I'm hanging out, doing my thing, talking about cheese. I got little whites of flakes, and I got chili flakes. Y'all hanging out. You're nothing doing nothing. Yo, what's up? It's Pepper Jack, baby. Cool, hot new song.
End of the song. It's over.
Please.
End of the song. It's over now.
Hi, the song is over now, if it could be, please.
Can I review Westworld, please?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, buddy.
Could you please sing the exact same song?
Table noise. No, we're not. No. No.
Brian, could you please give us a 3-word review of the HBO show, the new HBO show, Westworld, followed by a Leonardo da Vinci drawing that a cat would do. Meow.
Wait, what? What's the meow? Where is the sound? What's the sound?
So, you know Westworld? The whole, like, thing with the arms out and the legs down? Leonardo da Vinci version of that is, like, all, like, the motions of a human. Could you please give me a meow
right.
that a cat would make
right.
while performing those motions? But most importantly, please review Westworld.
Absolutely.
Pepper Jack, baby. That's my 3-word review of Westworld. Pepper Jack, baby.
Acting.
Delete this episode.
This is a compound word. Mindfuck. Dicks.
Nice.
Can't wait to watch your show now.
Nice.
Meow.
Nicely done.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
How was your meow of Venture Capitalist?
Oh, it was good.
I was here for it.
There was a lot of, what'd you call it?
Object work,
yeah.
Nice. Okay, cool. That nobody can see. Cool.
Yeah. Great for our listeners.
It really sold the meow, though.
I did a lot of object work, too.
You did.
Should we start recording this again? Videoing it?
We probably should.
Probably not.
Somebody last night, yo, what up, B. Harrington, asked if we could watch this. And I was like, fuck, yeah, we used to record them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could just film it without live streaming it and then just, you know, put the video up on YouTube like our
ladies and gentlemen
buddies at Superhero News.
Yeah.
You know. Hi, Brian. So, Westworld, I like these words.
Acting.
Yeah.
Except for one character who I hate on the show.
Character or actor?
Well, yeah, the character would be fine if it wasn't for the bad acting, I feel like.
Oh, no.
Possibly two. But it's only been one episode, so they'll probably get better. But super good acting. Just saying, here's a TV show on HBO starring Anthony Hopkins makes me very excited.
Yeah.
Because he's great. He's awesome. Ed Harris is in it, and he's good so far.
Spoilers.
And will just get better. No, they're all in the trailers.
Oh.
Everybody's really good. The main girl's really good. The acting is awesome. It definitely like
who's the main girl?
Keeps you interested. I don't know.
Evan Rachel Wood?
Once again, I do not know.
Did that jog your memory?
I don't think it's Evan Rachel Wood, though.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. Second, Mindfuck.
Nice.
It's like a
compound
world.
Word.
It's
compound
like a,
word.
Right. It's like a world within a world, and it's really cool because the characters that are in the world within the world are in right. So I was right. Not Evan Rachel Wood. The characters that are in the world are also in the world. So it's
that was the dumbest sentence
sort
ever
of cool.
Heard.
I would have loved to hear you pitch this show. All right, so the characters are like in the world, like the West world, the world, the world.
So that makes total sense.
Before we move on to your third word.
And third word was...
Brian, please listen to me. Brian.
Is it like Assassin's Creed?
There's more, dicks
Brian.
And tits in this movie and this show than
why
any other show that I've watched so far.
Brian, why are you not listening to me?
What?
Why this entire time? Listen to me. Stop.
I'm in the middle of talking.
Before we go to dicks, I need to talk about the world of the world. Why is it always going to be cowboys? Because
Westworld.
I was telling Josh, I'm not a fan of I love Red Dead Redemption. I like cowboy stories, but I'm not into westerns. So is it?
Do you know anything about the show?
No.
Okay. The show is it's in the future, and if you have enough money, you can pay this company to immerse you into an old Western, but it's not like it's a
so it's based around a Western. So there's no way that next season will be you can pay this company to be in a alien picture.
I mean, I have no idea, but I don't think so.
Okay,
because it's based off of a movie that Michael Crichton wrote in the 70s or something called Westworld. Same idea. Cool. So plus with the title and everything, I think it's probably going to be set in that Western world.
All right. Ugh. That immediately makes me go, all right.
Oh, cool. But check it out. It's really good.
But if you like it,
It was a good pilot for sure.
Cool.
And it looks like it could continue to be good.
That's all. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, I would say at least watch it.
Yeah.
Because it's not your typical Western. It's about the world that's creating the Western also.
Good. Because that, to me, I was telling Josh, I'm not really a big fan.
It's very Inception-y kind of, It's like you never know what's in the beings that have been created by this genius guy, maybe they're malfunctioning and they're going to take over or something. You don't know.
And there could be robots or I don't know. For me, it's
it's not.
I guess it's called Westworld.
They're sort of robots. It's interesting how they're made. Oh, dicks.
Yeah.
Well, just like I said, there's lots of dicks and boobs in it.
Really?
Yeah, which is fun.
As an HBO show?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of dicks and boobs in Game of Thrones, Oz. I feel like one of the main things HBO wants to do is make sure that their shows are full of dicks and boobs.
People are saying this is the next Game of Thrones. I don't know. In
which way? It's very different.
In the sense of a hot show that everyone can talk about, water cooler conversations, things like that. For me, it's...
Pardon me.
It definitely sounds cool. It's a very cool concept.
Yeah, super cool.
Yeah, a super awesome concept that is, I'm going to watch, but
fantasy's fun,
Yeah.
I wish I could do that.
But that's what makes Game of Thrones so interesting to me is it's a fantasy.
Tell you to watch it. I don't know what to tell you besides watch it.
Sounds like Assassin's Creed.
I can see that.
People putting themselves into a historic period experience that world.
Did you hear the rumor about Assassin's Creed? And if kind of, I think it was maybe announced.
Watch your toes.
Maybe announced by the director that all the stuff in the past of Assassin's Creed is going to be subtitled.
Oh yeah, I heard there's a lot of
I didn't
foreign
know that.
Language. Yeah,
that's cool. I like that a lot. Because that would be huge. Josh, could you please three-word review Brian doing whatever he's doing?
Brian's doing some coke over in the living room, so coke, snort, sniff.
Go snort, sniff.
No, guys. That was a few years ago, I said.
Guys, sniffles.
What were you just doing? Because it looks like you were... Josh, say it again.
Coke, snort, sniff.
If you guys have ever
seen
cocaine inside the bottle that was just up my nose, you tell me where to find it.
In your backpack. You just put it back.
Got it.
Real quick, in your backpack, you got it.
Has been episode 51 of the Probably Sounds Awful podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
You're welcome.
I have been one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. You can find me on Twitter, at Kovalik317. We have, coming up pretty soon, Extra Life, if we're going to do it this year, which is raising money for Children's Hospital Los Angeles. We did it last year. Josh and I raised...
It's not a lot, sort of, right?
Almost $1,700.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. For us, that's a lot. For
yeah, I could use that money right now. Just, give it back to me, kids.
No, it's for the children.
Oh, right.
Yeah, hold on. Kids, hold on.
Give it back to me, kids.
So we're gonna do that. We're going to go raise some money for Josh so he doesn't have to fight kids and get kids, money back.
I'm going
to
get you.
Kids, I'm going to get you.
I'm going to run and train Josh on these kids. Ladies
like and gentlemen, kids. Josh Madden. Josh.
Yeah, I'm Josh. I'm on Twitter at Patton_Josh, because my last name is Patton. I'm a host of this podcast as well. My knee still hurts.
Oh, man. Sorry about that,
dude. Yeah. Today's the last day I drink until Brian's birthday or whatever, or the day we hang out for his birthday.
Not that many days.
Away. You got 3 days.
3 days to sober up, you guys. And then it's back to the downward spiral. I think maybe that's what I'll try to do. Maybe I'll try to just only drink on birthdays, like birthday celebrations.
Every day makes is sense. Someone's birthday.
That was my loophole.
Got it.
Brian, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
It's coming up.
It's coming up. 33. Scottie Pippen.
Shut
up. Scottie Pips. Wait, what?
No Tippin' Pippin. Is what
no Tippin' Pippin.
Is what I always heard him called.
And my name is Brian Colbert Kennedy. I'm your last host.
It's his birthday soon. Wish him a happy birthday. I love him so
happy
much.
Birthday. He'll be Pippin.
Buy me some gifts if you'd like, or just donate some money.
Where can they send the gifts?
Venmo.
1701.
No, hold on.
Yeah, donate to the charity of Josh and Leo on behalf of Brian.
Josh and
Make
Leo
it in Brian's name. That yeah, makes yeah, a gift
yeah.
for Brian.
Oh, yeah. I emailed my agent and told her that I am dropping her.
Oh, shit. That's news.
Yeah.
I feel like we should have talked about that.
We were just doing like little quick things at the end, like you with your knee.
Yeah. Damn, that's big. I want to hear more about that off air, I guess.
Yeah.
Or maybe the next time you and I have an actor, like two
actor
person.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Cool. Fuck off air. Why would we not talk about that right now?
I think podcast's over, probably.
Really?
I mean, I'm done talking. What do you mean? We just did reviews. That's the last...
Yeah, I don't know. You just said something pretty profound.
I was going to say profound.
Shut up. You didn't say
you it. You guys, on three, say the same word. One, two, three.
Cheese. Nobody else?
Bubba Jack,
baby. Brian, where else can we find you?
On Twitter, _BPCK.
Cool. You are everywhere on people's TVs and stuff. Is that...
I'm just going to take a break.
Cool.
From acting?
From commercial acting. I don't really... if I'm going to act, I want it to be like doing something good for my career and
cool,
not just selling shit that I don't care about.
Awesome. Do you want to be in a movie?
I mean, if like... And even when I emailed my agent, she was like, cool, no problem. Like, if I get a direct request, will you go out? And I was like, okay, fine, that's fine, I guess, cool. If somebody specifically wants me.
So this wasn't a decision about your agent in particular?
No,
this
not
just
at
like,
all.
Hey, I just don't want to do a commercial right now.
So I love her.
You're my commercial agent. That's why I was very surprised, why you would try to do a different commercial agent.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have said drop my agent. More so it's just I just emailed her and said,
don't submit me anymore.
Sort of, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So we'll see. I just don't know if it's beneficial at all. Except that, like, it's fun to see yourself in a commercial, I guess, and sometimes they pay okay, but like all the time that you have to spend, like, at like the my last three auditions have been like I've been there for an hour just like wasting my day to go in and like make a face, you know. Yeah. Just like doesn't I don't think I care
yeah
about it.
Yeah, I had to give up a shift the other day, missed out on a bunch of money because I had a last minute audition in Santa Monica and I had no time to like try to swap for like a later thing. And I was like, damn
it. And the thing is, like, if it was for a part on a show or something, I'd feel good about that.
Hell yeah.
But like, this isn't acting and you're getting screwed. Like, they don't pay actors anymore for anything, really. And it's like my whole life is built around the fact that I have to keep all days free for a possible commercial audition.
Sucks.
Yeah.
When instead I could be doing anything else. So I'm just going
to
take a break and see.
Yeah, I would imagine like theatrical auditions won't be so last minute because you need time to prepare and stuff like that, I guess.
I mean,
I don't know.
That's not always true.
Hell yeah.
And sometimes you'll get like late calls for a thing the next morning and it's like five pages.
Yeah.
Sweet.
still, I feel like you'd have so much more motivation to work on that.
My favorite auditions where there's like dialogue, where I get to like actually like make choices and do things as opposed to just like, all right, so you're smelling some coffee and then there's a pretty girl and that's it.
So, yeah.
Don't say anything.
I need to point this out that I think a lot of people think you're acting is just
garbage.
It's just garbage. And by a lot of people, I mean Crazy James.
Yeah. And so, I respect his opinion. So.
Yeah. So hashtag Crazy James, episode 51. Bye.
Bye.
Say ya.